The battle between President Trump and House Democrats over his tweets about four female lawmakers is helping draw the outlines of next year's elections. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
It's being framed as racist versus socialist. The president says he has no regrets about his tweets telling the women to go back where they came from, and says he's winning the resulting fight.
I'm enjoying it because I have to get the word out to the American people.
Saying Democrats are going so far left, they'll fall off a cliff. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the president's words were racist, and it's all a bid to create what she calls a fog around the real issues facing him.
He's a great distractor.
She's urging Democrats not to fall for it.
With all due respect, let's not waste our time on that.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The U.S. House of Representatives voted to block a resolution to impeach President Trump, effectively killing the measure for not burying the issue that has divided Democrats.
On this vote, the yeas are 332. And the nays are 95, with one answering present. The motion is adopted.
The resolution sponsor, Democratic Representative Al Green, was seeking to capitalize on growing criticism of Trump after the president's recent attacks on minority congresswomen. Mr. Green had failed twice before to get an impeachment resolution passed, but Wednesday marked the first time the full House had addressed the matter since Democrats took the majority. Several civil rights groups Wednesday filed a motion of temporary restraining order to block the Trump administration's new asylum rule, which went into effect Tuesday. The new rule would categorically bar asylum for migrants who cross the U.S.-Mexico border without applying for and being denied asylum in any country they pass through on their way to the United States. This is VOA News. The United States is officially removing Turkey from its F-35 stealth fighter jet program after Ankara accepted the Russian delivery of its S-400 missile defense system. Ellen Lord is Pentagon's chief weapons buyer.
The U.S. and other F-35 partners are aligned in this decision to suspend Turkey from the program and initiate the process to formally remove Turkey from the program.
U.S. officials believe NATO ally Turkey's decision to use Russian advanced radar technology could compromise the alliance's military systems in the country. The S-400 could potentially be used to target NATO jets in Turkey, including the U.S.-made F-35. The World Health Organization has declared the Ebola epidemic in DR Congo's conflict-ridden North Kivu and Ituri provinces a public health emergency of international concern. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA on the outcome of an emergency committee meeting at WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Although the committee has declared Ebola to be a global health emergency, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says WHO does not recommend any restrictions on travel or trade.
Closing borders could have disastrous consequences for the lives and livelihoods of the people who cross the border.
WHO warns insecurity due to conflict in North Kivu and Ituri provinces, as well as tepid international financial support, are main threats to stopping the Ebola virus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Drug overdose deaths fell in the United States in 2018 for the first time in 20 years. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that about 69,000 deaths in 2018 occurred compared to a little more than 72,000 the year before. The Senate's top Democrat is expressing concerns about a trendy smartphone app developed by a Russian company that shows people what they might look like when they get old. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer has written to the FBI and the Federal Trade Commission saying that he's concerned the Face app, which was developed by a company in Russia, could pose a security risk for the U.S. and a privacy risk for users. Schumer says it would be deeply troubling if personal information was provided to a hostile foreign power, which has been engaged in cyber hostilities with the United States. Others have expressed concerns about the information collected through Face app, which is really popular, allowing users to see themselves as younger and older. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The voice of VOA 1, the voice of America. VOA1.